Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
January 20th, 1921, was a day that would change history forever in America, especially for the peanut farmer. It would take place in the Ways and Means Committee of the United States Congress. John Perry, in his book George Washington Carver, describes it this way. A nattily dressed black man, graying, thin, and slightly stooped, entered the large, elegant room with a big box under his arm. Chairman Fordney reminded the witness that he had 10 minutes. By the time the professor unpacked his box, displaying an array of products made from peanuts, the chairman extended his time. Carver explained he had found 107 uses for the sweet potato, but had only just started on the peanut. His demonstration represented just half of what he had so far. Professor Carver held the committee spellbound for an hour and 40 minutes, displaying some of the many uses he had found for peanuts. As a result, Congress passed tariffs on imported peanuts, protecting the American peanut farmer. For a year following his appearance before the Ways and Means Committee, Carver's story was told over and over again in newspapers across the country. The press acclaimed Carver as a great specialist in food and food values and the wizard chemist. They say that science is classified knowledge, Carver explained. I know that science is truth. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.